That's the Moon Chorus from Puccini's Turandot, performed by the Virginia Opera tonight at the Carpenter Theater at 8 o'clock and Sunday afternoon at 2:30. I am very pleased to have several members of the cast here with me today, including the Vice President of Central and Northern Virginia Operations for Virginia Opera, Howard Bender. Howard, welcome.
Thank you, Mike. It's a great pleasure to be here. We have brought with us two of our opera stars tonight. Danielle Paston, our heroine and soprano, and as well as bass Ricardo Lugo. And you'll hear both of them tonight, and we brought some exciting excerpts of their live performances.
Well, of course, this is a very famous Puccini opera, but I wanted to ask any of you to just give us a little rundown on the plot for those that may not be familiar with it.
Me? when the opera first opens, it is quite a spectacle. We've got heads rolling, quite literally. I play the character of Liu, and I basically am Timur's guide, and Ricardo sings the role of Timur. And he's blind. He has been his throne has been overthrown, and we are in exile. And at the first couple minutes of the opera, we are reunited with Khalaf, Timur's son, the prince, who I have been secretly in love with for years, and it ends up being the reason why I have put myself in the position of, you know, saving Khalaf's life and or Timur's life, and guiding him through the opera, really.
So have both of you been with Virginia Opera before? Or is this your debut?
It's my debut with the company.
It's also my debut with the company.
Oh,
yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
And we do have some excerpts to listen to that you guys are singing. So, Danielle, let's start with yours from Act 1. Tell us a little bit about that.
Signore Ascolta, we have just seen Khalaf become completely enamored with the Princess Turandot, and he has decided to put forth his name to try to solve these riddles. And in this aria, I am pleading with Khalaf to please listen to me, because if he fails, we continue, we as in Timur and Liu, continue on this path most certainly to our deaths. I mean, we will die on this path for him to even attempt to. And of course, I think everybody is just wanting him not to even try, because nobody has succeeded yet. So,
and Puccini captures this mood very, very well, doesn't he?
Indeed, yes.
Let's take a listen.
Thank you.
We've been listening to soprano Danielle Paston, and if you want to hear the exquisitely beautiful high B flat that ends this aria, you have to come tonight to the Carpenter Center at Dominion Art Center for Virginia Opera's opening night of Puccini's Turandot, with the company by the Richmond Symphony, the Virginia Opera Soloists and Chorus, and Maestro John Demain. So,
The pressure's on now. For me to continue.
Yes. But you guys have been performing this for a couple of weeks, so you know now it's just your Richmond stop.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
So you know a little bit about the true Puccini heroine. And to tell you just 2 seconds about Turandot, she's opera's quintessential ice princess. And the deal is, if you want to marry her, you have to come and answer three riddles. If you lose, if you don't get three out of three, you get beheaded. So far, she's had a perfect score until the unknown prince comes along. And we don't know his name yet. Later, Mike's going to, I know you're going to play his famous aria Nessun Dorma, made famous by Pavarotti, and even Aretha Franklin at the Super Bowl. And finally, he is the man that answers the questions, and she falls in love with him, and there's a happy ending. But before that, there is a little more of the plot that has to do with his father, Timur. And here's Ricardo Lugo. He also has a lovely arioso, because in the story what happens is that Liu tries to protect the three of them, and ultimately she can't bear the torture she's to undergo, so that Turandot could find out the unknown prince's name. So here's some more music and Ricardo Lugo's beautiful bass voice.
Sorti, quella chiara ad ogni risveglio, nell'alba mi aiuta apri.
And that was me suffering because the tragic death of my companion Liu. And it's a short aria, but it's what Puccini intended. In fact, that's what the opera ends.
Yeah, it's his last music.
It's his last music. And it's kind of like going back and forward. He's so tormented because after all these years, he found his son. And his son is so obsessed with this prince and this, just out of normal for him to do that after all these years without seeing his father. And his father can't bear seeing him going through that, and mostly seeing that my companion Liu have just committed suicide because of him. So it's a part of the opera that I think it's very touch, not because of the music, but also because of this production, the way that we put it on stage.
It's an incredibly tragic scene. I mean, I think it's actually Timur's response. I mean, it's very sad when Liu dies, of course, but I think it is actually how Timur responds to it that actually brings an audience to tears.
Yeah.
And so you can hear Puccini's Turandot again tonight at 8, Sunday afternoon at 2:30 at the Carpenter Theater. And Howard, we don't want to leave without mentioning Virginia Opera After Hours. This is something very special for our audiences.
Yes, even though, Mike, a few people die on the stage, you can dance with us afterwards to a tremendous disc jockey in Rhythm Hall. You can dance with us until midnight. It's a free event. You can meet Ricardo and Danielle, the maestro, the cast.
We could do some salsa merengue dance.
Oh. Exactly. Well, we will plan that for you especially.
Yeah.
And tickets, if you don't have them, just a few are available, and they begin at $25. Come in here, Turandot, and hear the famous tenor aria, Nessun Dorma.
And we're going to play just a little taste of that right now. Virginia Opera tonight and Sunday. I want to thank Howard, Ricardo, and Danielle for stopping by the studios, and best of luck with the shows this weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. My pleasure. And please come for the music and for the dancing.